Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. Road work continues on Willow Creek Road between YRMC and Green Lane. We expect to be finished with a micro-sealing top layer soon. Later this month, the City of Prescott will begin repairing damaged pavement along Willow Creek Road between Pioneer Parkway and Commerce Drive. This project consists of removing and replacing the asphalt pavement along the southbound curbside lane of Willow Creek Road. Once these projects are completed, the improvements will extend pavement life and improve the road quality for Prescott motorists. If possible, please avoid Willow Creek Road using alternate routes. If you must drive along Willow Creek Road, I recommend that you plan extra time to reach your destination. Lane restrictions and reduced speeds will be in place. The famous 19th annual Whiskey Off-Road Bike Race will take place Friday, April 26th through Sunday, April 28th in Prescott. There will be many street closures during this event. Please watch our website and social media channels for further information and updates. The 90-day public appeal period for the updated flood maps began April 2nd, 2024. The flood maps are known as Flood Insurance Rate Maps, or FIRMs. These maps help residents and business owners better understand their risk of flooding. They help guide building and flood insurance decisions. Property owners are encouraged to look up their property to see if it's in the remapped area, and if so, how it is affected. Changes in flood risk can mean changes in building and flood insurance requirements. The public appeal period will end at the beginning of July. Last week, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, released the first national drinking water standards for the chemicals PFOA and PFAS, also known as forever chemicals. As anticipated, the EPA has set enforceable maximum contaminant levels at 4 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS individually. According to the EPA's April 10, 2024 press release, this standard will reduce exposure from these PFAS in our drinking water to the lowest levels that are feasible for effective implementation. Public Works Director Gwen Rowich explained, "The city has until 2029 for full compliance, but Prescott is fortunate that we are already compliant with the rule. Prescott had just one non-compliant well, Airport Well Number 5, and by removing that well from our system, we have been able to produce drinking water that is already under the new standard without other mitigation requirements. We do, however, anticipate bringing in consulting professionals to assist us in determining the most effective long-term mitigations that will assure adequate supplies of safe drinking water far into the future." The City of Prescott has been testing for PFOA and PFAS for over a year, and the test results have been provided to the public via press release and the city's website. Annual water quality reports are available online. Last week at the council voting meeting, we voted to call for an election asking voters to approve a transaction privilege tax, also known as a sales tax, for the purposes of public safety needs. This procedural vote allows us to call for the special election. We will review the details of the ballot language over the next few weeks, determining what the appropriate amount of the proposed tax will be. We hope to put this item on the ballot in the November 5, 2024 election. Meetings this week include an Airport Advisory Committee meeting at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, April 16th, This will take place at the Airport Administration Conference Room at 6630 Airport Avenue in Prescott. On Wednesday, there will be a CDBG Citizens Advisory Committee meeting at 1:30 p.m. here in the Council Chambers. On Thursday, the Board of Adjustment will meet at 9 a.m. here in the Council Chambers as well. City of Prescott's free brush and vegetation debris drop-off event for its residential trash customers is underway and will continue for the next 3 Saturdays until May 4th from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the City of Prescott Transfer Station. Proof of City of Prescott residency is required. Please do not bag the brush or vegetation debris and do not include other trash. Remember to cover and contain all loads while transporting. Last week, we dedicated a new statue honoring local World War I hero Lieutenant Ernest A. Love in front of the Prescott Regional Airport Terminal, located at 6600 Airport Drive. The bronze statue was created by local Prescott resident and renowned Western artist Bill Nebaker and was funded privately, in part by a $100,000 grant from the Arizona Community Foundation of Yavapai County and an additional $25,000 from Friends of Prescott Regional Airport. City of Prescott Council approved the commission of the statue in March of 2023. It is truly wonderful to have it installed at the airport at a very prominent and highly visible location. I hope you can all go and see it soon. I'm Prescott Mayor Phil Good, and I'll be updating you again next week. Thank you all for watching.